The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Well, it's not actually a replay. We're live right now. It is 2 minutes after the hour of 6 p.m. here on KTQALP 95.3 FM here in Tacoma. And this is the Daily Briefing, again, a little bit later than usual. But it's been one of those days, I gotta say, and we've been playing catch-up for most of the day. There have been a lot of news updates and a lot of news, and it's been busy around the house, so when we're not allowed, you know, or when we're not allowed, or when backup staff isn't available to you because you're working from home and the only studio available is in your attic, sometimes you gotta just sort of move things around. And unfortunately, that's what we've had to do today. A lot of news today, and it's unfortunately just me. Becky will be with you for the interview, but otherwise is going to be elsewhere today. So let's get right to the updates. State level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can now also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. All right, now moving on to the state, new state updates. The governor has extended the statewide moratorium on evictions of residential tenants with some amendments through August 1st. Landlords are still prohibited from assessing late fees or other charges, are also now prohibited from retaliating against any tenant who invokes rights or protections under the moratorium. Under the modified order, landlords may legally evict tenants if the owner plans to occupy or sell the property, or if the tenant has caused property damage that must be dealt with urgently. The governor has also released guidance on the resumption of library operations and drive-in theaters in Phase 1 and Phase 2 counties. The full memos can be found online at governor.wa.gov under the news section. Moving on to tribal news, the Puyallup tribe will open the new Tacoma Emerald Queen Casino on June 8th. At 9 a.m., tribal members will hold an opening prayer ceremony. The casino will open to the general public at noon that day with temperature scans of all workers and patrons upon entry and face masks required. A free shuttle service will be offered to the new location from EQC parking lots in Fife and the old Tacoma site off East 32nd Avenue. More information is available at emeraldqueen.com. Moving on to Pierce County news, Pierce County officials officially submitted its application to move into Phase 2 of the state's reopening plan. Until approval from the state secretary of health, the county remains in Phase 1, which prohibits in-store retail and any restaurant service other than takeout. The county has had close to 2,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 75 deaths, not counting any cases or deaths recorded at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. New cases continue to be reported daily to the health department. Moving on to Tacoma, drive-through COVID-19 tests will be available at the Tacoma Dome on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. through the month of June. Patients must pre-register online for an appointment time at thelittleclinic.com or call 1-888-852-2567 and select option 3. No insurance is needed and test results will be available in 48 hours. So that's all the updates we have today, and I got to get back to it, so we're going to move straight back to the interview. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now onto the interview.
I'm pleased this afternoon to be talking with Bethany Montgomery, a.k.a. B-Light. Bethany is an entrepreneur, a poet, an artist, and president of the LLC Power to the Poetry. Thank you for joining me today, Bethany.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I wanted to start out by having you tell us a little bit about, you know, your history. You grew up in Tacoma, right?
Yeah, Tacoma, born and raised, 253. I was born at St. Joseph's Hospital right on Hilltop in 1995. And I've lived on the north end of Tacoma my entire life. And I went to high school at Wilson High School, and then I went off to college at Eastern Washington University, and I lived in Spokane for 6 years, and I finally made it back to the 253.
Well, welcome home, I should say, probably. I want to know, how were you really brought into the world of poetry and performance? Was it something that started really young for you? Was it high school? Was it college?
My whole entire life, I have been creative, and just into the arts. And so I really just took a liking to writing through school, just through our writing assignments we had to do for language arts or for English. And then in high school, I had an amazing English teacher named Miss Van Rye, and we had a month where we did poetry, and we actually had to do a performance. It was through Poetry Out Loud, and so we had to perform someone's poem. And I remember I did this poem. It was called We Wear the Mask, and I did pretty good. I have always been kind of quiet, and I really came out of my shell when I performed it. And my teacher's like, you know, you're good at performing, like you have a talent. And I never thought of it after that. But then when I got to college, that's where I really came into really embracing poetry. So I believe that everybody needs an outlet. And for me, my outlet was playing basketball. And so I actually got a scholarship to play basketball in college. But the first year I got there, I had to get heart surgery. And I had to retire, and I couldn't play anymore. And so I didn't have that outlet of basketball anymore. And so I turned to writing, and I just would write poems. And nobody really ever, like, taught me how to write a poem. Again, I would learn, you know, the different structures just from school. But I never really, sought out any extra kind of help or sought out workshops. It was just something that was natural to me. And so I just started to write, and then I didn't really tell anybody about it. I also made music, and so I showed people my music and stuff. But somebody asked me, like, you write poetry? And I'm like, yeah. And so I started sharing it with people, and they're like, this is good. You need to do something with it. And I'm like, nah, I just write it for me. But then I graduated after I finished school, and I was still in Spokane, and the climate in Spokane, when it comes to racism and just socioeconomics, there's definitely a barrier. You don't necessarily feel very welcome if you're a person of color. And it was just something that stood out to me. And I noticed, you know, coming from living in, you know, Tacoma and spending a lot of time in Seattle, where it's just an absolute melting pot and diversity is something that's celebrated. And then going to Spokane, where people look at you crazy walking down the street because they're not used to seeing a person of color. And so that's just something I noticed. And so I started to look for jobs out there, and it just, nothing felt right. And I was like, I don't want to work this job. And so I was like, I need to start my own company. And I didn't know what it was going to be. I had no clue. But then one day I was just driving, and the universe said, you need to start an organization called Power to the Poetry. And I just called my friend who I knew did poetry, and then I called my other friend who I did music with, and I was like, hey, we're going to start a movement. And we had a meeting the next day, and we were just all in. And then so we started to go to poetry events in Spokane, and I didn't feel welcomed at these events. And I was like, you know what? We're going to build a platform for everybody to feel comfortable and for everybody to feel like their voice is going to be heard and valued. And that's really how the whole idea and mantra of Power to the Poetry became, and how I really got into poetry. I just started performing poetry December 2017. That was the first time I had ever performed poetry really in public, in front of an audience, other than the time I did it in high school. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to stick with this.
Well, that's an amazing point from that question of just how did you get brought up into the world of poetry to really you brought yourself up into the world of poetry. So reading a little bit about Power to the Poetry and the organization that you, you know, was your brainchild with these two other colleagues, reading up on it, you saying that you're providing a platform for underrepresented demographics in our community. You know, in the world of spoken word performance that I've experienced, I've always seen it as or encountered it as something very diverse. But what you're saying is not necessarily does diversity or inclusion or welcoming sort of pervade different poetry readings and communities. Is that what you felt in Spokane?
Yeah, I felt like I was in an environment where I wasn't necessarily wanted. And it surprised me because you would think that they would want more diversity and inclusion, you know, in that environment. And it just didn't feel like that. And I, you know, all I can say is that's how I felt. I don't know if that's true. You know, nobody ever told me you're not welcome. That's just how I felt. I would go to the event and me and my partner, we'd be the only people of color there. And, you know, it just, people just didn't seem friendly. They didn't, you know, receive what we were saying, how I felt it should feel. And I just believe everything's energy. And so, and then, you know, I talked to them about, I was like, I have this idea and I think it'd be really cool to partner and we can go in the schools and just kind of wrote me off. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just do this myself. And, you know, my mom always told me, she's like, if you don't like something, then do something about it. And so I was like, you know what? I'll make my own poetry scene. And that's just kind of what happened.
So what are the kinds of things that you've been able to do then since forming Power to the Poetry?
So we have had open mics, poetry slams. We've had some of the biggest poetry events in the entire country. We did a monthly open mic with Spokane Public Library, and we actually had a theme for each month. So we would do Black History Month, Women's History Month, you know, Women's History Month, Pride Month, you know, just highlighting different cultures and just different underserved communities. Because, again, that's what our mission is, and that's what Power of the Poetry is all about. And I just think it's so important. Because I definitely feel like we live in a society where a lot of people feel like their voice is muted or silenced or people don't care what they have to say. And so I just really wanted to make sure that people knew that they had a place and a platform to share what they had to say and that people were going to be willing to listen. You know, I worked with all the universities over on the east side of Washington, Eastern Washington University, Gonzaga University, Whitworth, University of Idaho, WSU, would run programs at their schools. And then we actually had a partnership with the city of Spokane and then the Spokane Public School District. And we actually had poetry classes in the schools. And at one school, it was actually credit. So we were teaching during school hours and it was a legitimate class. And then we had after-school programs as well, where we would mentor the students and help them to discover their voice and use it. And then we did an all-city showcase. Then I also worked with Spokane Valley Public Schools, kind of doing the same thing and helping kids prepare for an all-city poetry slam. So it's just been very rewarding, just all the lives I've been able to touch. We work with a lot of community organizations, a lot of religious organizations, the Women's March, the NAACP, the YWCA. I can't really think of all of them, but it's definitely been a lot. And it's just been rewarding because I just want people to know that they matter and that their voice matters and what they have to say matters. You know, just with the climate, with everything going on now. With George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement, it's the same thing. Power to Poetry is about, you know, all that same kind of things, just being a voice and just raising awareness to things that need light shed onto it.
I did want to ask you about that, especially now that you're back in Tacoma. What kind of conversation do you see going on in that same kind of realm within this side of the state, within where we are right here in Tacoma and with our current climate?
I feel like Tacoma is very progressive, and there's a lot of great community leaders out here, and there's a lot of people making positive change. And I've only been back for less than a year, and I definitely haven't been as, I'd say, aggressive in getting involved since I've been back in Tacoma. I've definitely been more low-key. In Spokane, I was pretty much out in the streets every single day campaigning and working with people, but just, you know, putting... you know, I'd say a moderate effort, since I've been here. I've still met so many amazing people. The Hilltop Action Coalition, I have a great relationship with them, and they're just amazing and really advocating for, you know, the community. And then there's just local musicians and local poets that, you know, I've been able to just have conversations with and speak with and put on events with. There's this great movement called Wondering Locals that's just about promoting local artists and building community. And we did an event on 6th Avenue at the Alley Cat, and it was just absolutely amazing. And it was all genres and all different kinds of art forms, and just it brought the people together. And, you know, the protest that they did yesterday at Wright Park, the kids organizing it, the youth, just so proud of them. And then I was also a part of the MLK event that happened at the convention center this year. And that was just amazing. And all the people I got to meet and just be involved with. And, you know, I've spoken with Mayor Woodard, and she's just amazing. And I'm really proud of Tacoma because, you know, we understand that there needs to be change, and there's people actually, you know, backing up their words and promoting it with action.
What are your hopes going forward for either poetry through different programs in Tacoma or through meaningful change?
That it just happens. And, you know, it doesn't need to be some massive change. Change doesn't happen overnight, but it takes time. But as long as a little bit can get done, if we could just do a little bit every day, it adds into something really big. And so I know they have the Louder Than the Bomb program with Tacoma Public Schools, and it's just a great program for the kids. And so I just hope people, you know, understand that it's okay to express yourself and just to do it in a positive way, whether that be poetry, whether that be painting, whether that be music, whether that be playing an instrument, you know, whether that be becoming an entrepreneur and do positive things and just support your community, whether that be, you know, maybe being a coach of an AAU basketball team or, you know, volunteering at your kid's school. It's just little things. I think we don't need to do these dramatic things. You know, you don't have to dedicate your whole life to a movement or something. You know, you can just volunteer one time a month. If everybody would just volunteer at a nonprofit organization once a month, the amount of change that would happen would be tremendous. You know, I'm introducing people to these issues because they might not know about them, you know. Definitely now, just with the whole George Floyd situation, you know, people are a lot more aware of police brutality. And it's something, you know, I've definitely been advocating for and trying to raise awareness for a long time. And so that was my goal. Every time, you know, I perform my Black Lives Matter poem, I hope somebody in the audience, like, who doesn't know about this issue, this is the spark that ignites them to be like, oh, I need to read up on this. Oh, how do I help, you know, get rid of, you know, this oppression and this systematic racism in any way I can, whether that just be going, you know, to a school and helping it with the after-school program, because I know so many kids, you know, just bullied because of, you know, the color of their skin or their sexuality or something, you know, like that. And so just making sure you can be there for those kids and just support them. Just doing something little. Don't have to be drastic. You don't have to go and, you know, change up your whole life or your whole schedule. It's just subtle things that, and they add up to big lasting change.
Well, Bethany, how can folks learn more about you and hear your work?
Power to the Poetry is my platform, and it's Power to the Poetry, as in power, the actual numerical number 2, and then the poetry, and on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Also, I have a whole poetry album on SoundCloud, and then a website, so powertothepoetry.com is probably the easiest place for everyone to go, because it has everything on there with all the links and can send you to the YouTube channel and all that good stuff. So powertothepoetry.com.
Well, thank you so much, Bethany B. Light, for joining me today on KTQA Daily Briefing.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation. I appreciate everything that you and your station is doing. Keep promoting the people in the community, you know, doing the work that needs to be done, and giving a platform. You know, we all need a platform, and, you know, just exposing people to what's going on.
Bethany Montgomery, a.k.a. B. Light, is an entrepreneur, a poet, an artist, and president of Power to the Poetry.
My rediscovery. Honestly, it's a blessing to have so many people love me. And it's crazy because at times, I don't even love me. When I look in the mirror, what I see is so ugly. I turn around and I just start running. But I can't run from me because I'm trapped eternally. I just want to be free. I just want to be free. I wish I had wings so I could jump off a cliff. And instead of falling to my death, I would fly in the wind. I'd soar in the skies, finally feel alive. No longer haunted by the thoughts of wanting to die. But what if I fly and my wings stop working? I drop right out of the sky and fall on another person. Even if I'm hurting, it doesn't make it okay to hurt someone else. And honestly, it's not even justifiable to hurt myself. That's why I transform this negative energy into positive creativity. Only good vibes to everyone in my proximity. Shout out to my family. Thanks for always supporting me. I always believed in myself, but your assurance meant more to me. I know I've said some nasty things that's really hurt feelings, but that's because I was hurting and my motives were transformed into that of a villain's. I just wanted to cause pain and destruction to as many people as I could, but I wasn't evil. I was misunderstood. I didn't know how to properly channel my emotions, so I spewed out poison. But now I've discovered the antidote. I cherish my life because there's hope. It gets better. Things do change. To appreciate the good times, I had to experience pain. And I'll never be the same, but I'll always remember who I was. I used to be filled with so much hate, but now I realize that hate is just undiscovered love. We must rediscover ourselves because we get lost in this life. We get distracted and only focus on sight. We find justification in what we see. It's all an illusion. Because when we see things, we automatically jump to conclusions. But it's not what we see, it's what we feel. And love is the only way to know that it's real. Power to the Poetry.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma on emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.